back. Warren Huntley is with us to preview 8 races today. How are things, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Mark.
Good to hear. 8 races, what do you make of the program?
Yeah, look, I quite like the car. There's a, I think, as is the case most of the time, there's some good form to come out of the maidens, I think, and hopefully a little bit of value and close to a good thing later in the card. So if all that falls into place, I'll be very keen on the meeting post-race starts.
Wonderful. Okay, well, let's have a look at race one then. This is a maiden over 1,000. You can take out runners 1, 4, 6 and also 8. We've got the 3, Extreme Talk, who is a first starter at $4.20. Love Without Tragedy at $2, the current favourite. And then you've got Salty Kisses, who's at $2.80.
Not a race I'm that keen to play in, Nards. Haven't seen number 3, Extreme Talk, since a trial in New South Wales some time ago now with Daniel Bowman, and haven't seen any recent jump outs. I'm going to go with Salty Kisses. I thought her debut run was good. She's resuming here after then having one more run on wet ground. There's been some good form out of her couple of runs to date, and I thought she represented a slight bit of value. Ahead of Love Without Tragedy, who's deep in her preparation. No improvement in her, coming back 100 metres or so in distance, but she's certainly going to give a sight. Wary of Extreme Talk and look for any market moves closer to the race there for number 3. And Soul Gaze is consistent, and if she begins cleanly, can get a nice run from the draw. 10-7-3-5.
10 from 7, 3 and 5 in the first. The second is a 2-year-old maiden. This is over 1,200. Take out runners 1 and 11. We've got number 2, Expedious, at 9. 4.20 for Hawkshot. Then you're down to 5.50 for Phaetos. Rock Tycoon, who's a first starter for Mick Price with Damien Oliver aboard, at $3.20. And Special Designs at $6.
Lot to learn here, Nard. I've seen all of them other than number 4, Hawkshot, who's on debut for the Weir Stable, inside barrier draw, Mark Zara aboard and harden the market. So it makes it very hard to be confident. On what I have seen, I like the progression, and particularly the most recent jump out of number 9, Rock Tycoon. It was Damien Oliver aboard in that most recent jump out and showed good speed and was strong through the line. Relatively good time for the morning. Inside draw, Mick Price Stable. He can get them ready to go first up and on debut. I'm going to go with 9 ahead of 2, Expedious, who was okay on debut in what's been a pretty good form race, resumes here as a gelding. Very wary of any particularly more late market support for number 4, Hawkshot. And 14, Special Design. There's already been a change of tactics notified that they're going to ride her a little bit more conservatively. She's got more race experience than most, and I think she's shown a degree of talent. 9, 2, 4 and 14.
9, 2, 4 and 14. The third race over 1,200 for fillies and mares. Take out runners 7 and 12. Number 2, Champenoise at 3.10 favourite. We've got Die Another Day at 3.80. 6.50 for Anna Nicole Snitz, and then you're down to 7.50 for Daddy Sang Bass, 7.50.
Interested in number 3, Die Another Day here, Nards. Just run off her feet on debut, 1,000 metres at Yarra Valley. She's quite a big, strong filly. I think the tempo of 1,200 metres is certainly going to suit her a lot more. Was nowhere near the quickest jump out for the morning, but just sat comfortably on the speed and under no real pressure at all. Was strong through the line in a jump out last week, just leading into this performance. So that should have a really spot on for the 1,200 metres, and I think she's going to be very hard to beat. Champenoise has got that race experience on her side. I think she'll come across from that wider barrier draw and get somewhere near the speed. I'd expect Die Another Day to be also closer than she was on debut. Daddy Sang Bass had a pretty strong rise in grade, or significant rise in distance, sorry, last start, and I thought that probably counted against him. A little bit of a freshen up and back, a little bit in distance here. His previous run was just terrific, closing off over the short course, and Superior Rose is very deep into the preparation. There's no improvement in her, but she should get a nice run from the draw, and she's not badly treated, I suppose, with the claim, but she has got a few convictions. 3, 2, 10 and 8.
So 3 from 2, 10 and 8. We go over then to race number 4 today, and this is over 2,000 metres. Take out 2, 3 and also 5. We've got the first starter, Newbury, who creates a heck of a lot of interest here for Declan Maher at 6.50. Cyrus at 9.50. $6 for Resilience, 5.50 Wolf Tone, 9.50 County S Delta, $4 for Halen Rouge, and then you've got Miss Admiration, who's at 5.50. Might be a bit come out of this race.
It's an intriguing race, Nard, isn't it? I'm really looking forward to seeing it, and particularly you've referenced the debutante number 1, Newbury. I was keen on Halen Rouge last start. She was just absolutely no match for Suppressor, who covered ground, had a tough run and smashed her. But she's had the run stepping up to this distance range, gets the blinkers on, and her run 2 starts to go at Caulfield was just terrific. So with race fitness on her side and getting a lovely run from the draw with the blinkers on, I'm going to go with Halen Rouge. Miss Admiration gets up in distance quickly in a preparation, but she's a real staying type, and Mick Price can get them fit for that rising distance. He'd be taking her up gradually if she wasn't ready for it. Resilient comes through some form lines that hold up pretty well through that maiden at Cranbourne last start, and importantly has had the run in the distance range. And you've referenced Newbury. He was originally with Team Williams. I think David Seek was doing a bit of preparation and pre-training for them at that time, going back nearly 2.5, 3 years. But the jump outs at Bornington Balnarring were terrific, looked really encouraging as a young horse who was going to get out over ground. He now turns up for Declan Maher with a different group of owners, Sandy McGregor and Janice McKenna and a number of other real Warrnambool stalwarts involved with some of the Maher family. So creates a real lot of interest on debut at 2,000 metres. 11, 13, 6 and 1.
11, 13, 6 and 1. Legs of the quaddy now, race 5, take out 7 and 8. Only left with the 6 runners, number 1, Angelic Spirit at 3.20. Lady Lee's at 5, 2.60, Uptown Gal, and you're looking at Play That Song at $4.20.
I think she deserves to be favourite, Uptown Gal. It's not easy to go from your maiden to the benchmark 64, but she was expected to break the maiden last start, and it looked a little bit hairy for a little while, but when she finally got clear, she dashed quickly, and with that run under the belt, that was a really good pipe opener for this preparation. Up to 1,400 metres suits, as it does Lady Lee, who's just been making those progressions. She's very consistent, and she gets to the right trip now, and Fred Kersley's really making an impact here in Victoria. Play That Song was good winning first up. Could only be fitter with that run under the belt. And Angelic Spirit's the one that gets a dropping grade from around at Metropolitan level last start behind Scarecrow and gets the blinkers off here with that run under the belt. 4-3-6-1.
So we go 4 from 3, 6 and 1. Race 6, one of the apprentices' rising stars, heats over 1,100. Now, there are no scratchings. We've got number 1, he's the Sheriff at 5, 550 for Book Build. Down to Omar Rose at 3.10, 550 for Font Magica. Then you're looking at $6 for Kaken.
They generally run along at a reasonable tempo in these apprentice races, and you'll meet that from a top selection in number 6, Font Magica, but I think she's coming to hand well. I love the way she just trucked up without really much pressure at all in a recent trial. And I think fresh here at 1,100 metres, crossover nose stand off and Michael Poy riding, I think she might be able to watch it all unfold. And happy to play her on an each-way basis, number 6, Font Magica. Book Build's a real query runner. He's been in and scratched a couple of occasions in recent times for Team Freeman. Haven't seen a recent jump out, probably a month or so since the most recent run, that I've always been a fan of what he's shown at home. He hasn't quite taken it to the races yet, but the fact that they've persevered with him and he's resuming here, he's certainly shown ability to be much better than this grade. I know Rose makes that progression from a good, strong maiden win last start, and he's the Sheriff, gets the blinkers on off a last start victory, so he should be really ready to rock. 6-3-5-1.
And then we have a look at the next race, which is race number 7, and this is over 1,600, takeout runners 3 and 5. We've got 1 Free Willy at 4, 3.20 for Soul Spirit, down to Kaiser Soza at 4, 6.50 for Veritone, and 3.90 for Cerez.
They'll run along here now, or at least Free Willy will, because that's what he does, and Chelsea McFarlane knows him well. I think if he can stay in touch, I'm really keen on number 2, Soul Spirit, here, who you can mount a case to say should have been a hell of a lot closer at Moonee Valley last start. The Colac run previously was solid. I just think he's deep into a prep, no improvement in him, but Tony Parker just seems to be able to hold him together, and I think it's a lovely race for number 2. Ahead of 1-3, Willie, who'll be the one they're all trying to run down. Casares gets the blinkers on after perhaps a couple of forgivable runs this preparation, probably D-Day's approaching, and Kaiser Soza was a good win. Eden Hope Maiden, this is obviously a step up, but from the Weir Stable and likely to be open to improvement. Keen on 2 ahead of 1, 8 and 4.
So we go 2 from 1, 8 and 4 in race 7, and then over to race number 8, the last. Takeout runners 8, 9, 11 and also 12. Number 1, Don't Get Excited at 7, 9.50 for Valiano, $4 for Phelan, down to a Real Martini, odds on at $1.80.
Short enough, I couldn't take that price, Nard, but I'm tipping Real Martini as the most likely winner. His debut win at Ballarat was good, and then I thought he was solid enough just out sprinted. Scoliaro's going very well, or was going into that run for the Weir Stable. I thought that that was a good performance, and this is a suitable run with 2 races now under the belt and both being good. This is a nice option for 7 ahead of 6 Fail, and who I think is the main danger. Trucked up nicely in a recent jump out at Flemington. Looks to be going well only seen a couple of times, and we did see win on debut. So first up, no problem. None Better's going well, can stalk for speed and be strong late, and I'll put Buckler in as next best. But for me, it's all revolves around 7, 6, and 4. 7, 6, 4, 5.
So we go 7 from 6, 4, and 5. And what about a best roughy quaddy in your play of the day?
Race 7, number 2, Soul Spirit's my best Nards, and race 6, number 6, Swamp Magica is my value. For the quaddy, first leg 1, 3, 4, and 6. Second leg 1, 3, 5, and 6. Third leg 1, 2, 4, and 8, and home with numbers 4, 6, and 7. And I'm going to play a daily double, so focusing on the second and the last legs of the quaddy and just trimming them up a little bit as my play of the day. First leg of the daily double, which is race 6, numbers 3, 5, and 6, and home with just 6 and 7 in the last.
Good on you, Warren. We'll talk later when we discuss track work. Thank you.
Thanks, Nards.